Welcome back to Fostering Faith Today. Welcome back, family. I am Tracy. I'm going to be your host today, and we're going to be diving into a topic that really got me thinking. Whenever me and Derek were on our walk, we were listening to a leadership podcast by John Maxwell, and it kind of tipped me off for this kind of podcast because people will not follow what they do not understand, is what they said. And so he was talking about in a business aspect, a relation aspect. Now, let's spin that to what I was thinking about. And so what if the real reason people don't follow Christ is because they don't actually get him? Like they don't understand how someone could love them the way that he does, or that his love isn't earned or a checklist. None of the good deeds or bad news can change the love that he has for you. This sounds like complete craziness. It sounds like complete heresy, right? But stick with me. So this is a little high theology and a little low-key hilarious, because who doesn't get confused about grace or love that's free? And so let's unpack it. Okay, so let's do some real talk. How many of you have ever heard the phrase, God loves you, and felt completely confused? Like maybe God's love is this vague, magical thing that happens if you don't mess up too badly. Some folks treat God's love like a divine vending machine. They put in prayers, good deeds, they attend church, and bam, out comes salvation. But what does scripture say? It says something totally different. And so John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Not maybe, not if you're good enough, but for the world. That's y'all, that's everybody. Yes, even the one with the questionable life choices, the one who thinks that maybe couch potatoing is a spiritual gift, the person that did something last night that they were not supposed to, the one that turned up in the club last night, the one that may not be in the situation where they need to be in. The issue, people don't get this love because they've never seen it lived out simply, clearly, or without strings attached. And they misunderstand it because sometimes the church acts like love comes from terms and conditions. And so, you know, whenever we do these podcasts, you know, we try to make it lighthearted and funny too, because theology without humor can just be real dry, kind of like a salad without any salad dressing. So if you could imagine God was a vending machine, you drop in your prayers, you drop in your good deeds and a few I'm sorry coins, and then press a button labeled love. But instead, love pops out a celery stick or a kale chip. And I'll give you a fun fact. Gia loved kale chips whenever she was little. And we have so many funny videos of her eating kale chips. But you're standing there like, I hit the love button and I got a celery stick? That's not exactly what I'm going for. And so sometimes we treat God's love like it's something that we have to earn. And we have to order it just right. But God's love, it's like someone paid for the whole snack bar up front. And the best part is it's the freshest, the most nourishing love that you could ever need is ready to go. No coins required. And that's the amazing part, that the beautiful truth that we want to get across. And so now for a quick theology moment. The word love, often used in the New Testament, is agape. That's a selfless, sacrificial, unconditional love. Agape love doesn't look for what you can get in return. It just gives. That's God's love in a nutshell. And here's why it's so hard to understand. It goes against our natural human instincts. We love with conditions. We often say, I'll love you if. But God's agape love says, I will love you even when you don't. And I choose you first. People miss this because their minds struggle to grasp love that's not earned. Love isn't given freely. It's countercultural. It's counterintuitive. And frankly, counter to how most relationships work here on earth. And so let's do a quick check-in. And so if you've ever felt God's love was complicated or conditional, you're not alone. But here's the good news. God loves you exactly where you are. No need to fake it or earn it. You're loved, period. Let that sink in. You are loved, no matter what you've done. He already knew about it, and he still chose you for today. He still woke you up for today. And for those saints out there, he loves those that you don't like either, that you have questions about, and you're mad at them because they say that they're this and they're doing that and they're acting out and they're, you know, yes, he loves them too. And so whenever we dive into John Maxwell's little nugget that he gave me, people will not follow what they do not understand. Here's why that it matters so much for whenever we're talking about God. Imagine trying to follow someone who mumbles instructions in a language that you don't speak and keeping and points into different directions. You're not going to be able to follow that. And you know, you're saying like, go left, and he's pointing to the right, and like he's speaking in German and you only know Spanish. And so you're not going to follow that. You'd be like, never mind. I'll just use my GPS. People won't follow unless it makes sense. They won't follow a leader unless the leader is clear. And many folks don't understand Jesus because he's complicated. And it's not that he's complicated. They just think that he is. He's actually quite simple when you get to the heart of it. But often churches make following Jesus sound complicated and loaded with rules. You got to do this and you got to do this and da, 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 da. But Jesus was really big on clarity. Come to me, all who are weary, in Matthew 11:28. If people don't understand that Jesus loves radically and unconditionally, they won't trust him enough to follow. And Maxwell's principles are foundational here. If people don't really get what you're about, they'll bail. Applied to faith, if people don't understand how Jesus loves and why he died, they won't follow. So many people think that faith equals rules instead of relationship. They think of religious versus relationship. When grace feels conditional and freedom is lost. So what's the takeaway? Why must we make Jesus understandable, not dumbed down, but accessible, and unpack the radical grace-filled love and invite the relationship and not a religious check mark? How many times have you explained the gospel to someone and says, and that person says, how many good works do I have to do to get into heaven? Friends, if heaven had a scoreboard, I'd ask for a spectator pass, but Jesus doesn't do that. He flips the script. No scoreboard, no trying to keep the rules, no points required. There's no currency that you can give him that would buy his love. And here's the wild thing. The love that Jesus showed by giving up paradise to come down and die for us. Can you wrap your head around that? That isn't casual love. It's radical, sacrificial, and mind-blowing. Someone who is so crazy about you that they walked into death so they could give you a second chance. Many don't follow Jesus because the love seems unbelievable. Why would someone love me that much? Doesn't he know what I did? I said this, I did that. I, even just last night, I had to sneak out of someone's room. All the things. And there's nothing that you can hide from. He already knows. And that's the heart of today's talk. God's love is so great. He gave his only son so we could be made right. Sacrifice proves love isn't what you have to do. And if you remember the prodigal son, the father ran and wrapped him in love and threw a party, not because he earned it, because we know that he didn't. He went out and spent all the money and walled out and did all the things. But because he returned home, Jesus' love is unearned, relentless, and joyful. That love changes everything. You're not climbing a ladder of good enough. Jesus reaches down and lifts you up. Think if you had to go buy love in a store. You'd be in the clearance aisle waiting for a sale because it's so expensive. But Jesus' love is always on stock. There's no price tag. There's no expiration date. And if we want others to follow Jesus, we must help them understand this love. Love that costs everything is worth following. And so you guys know that I love meat. And so if we're at a barbecue and Jesus is out there at the grill, he's flipping the burgers, he's loving on everybody, the choir kids, the doubters, the skeptics, and even the party crashers. And someone asked, why love those people? They don't even smell that great. Jesus laughs. Because I'm them. I get them. I'm crazy about them. God's love is relational and not transactional. That's about who you are to him, not what you do. So trying to explain that to someone who thinks that love is a legal contract, I love you, but if. No, God says, I love you, period. Make love understandable by showing it in everyday ways. Love without strings. Be patient without doubts. And humor helps. When people laugh, they relax. It's easier to hear the good news then. Someone once said, loving like Jesus is being a salad at a barbecue. Maybe it's not everyone's favorite, but it's refreshing if you try it. And so that said, you know, be the lemonade in someone's life. Just love them for who they are, and that refreshing, like, I don't have to earn this. Like, you're going to be my friend no matter what. Like, all this stuff. And it really is a refreshing, and that way they can literally see it. And so what does that mean for us today? So we've unpacked it. People don't follow what they don't understand. Jesus' radical love and how to make love clear. So what does that mean now? And so we have a mission to show Jesus, not just in talk. If people don't understand his love, preaching won't help. They need love modeled in their real life. This means patience with awkward questions, grace when people mess up, listening more than preaching, and loving unconditionally. It's hard sometimes, but Maxwell says clarity in examples keeps followers. Your messengers of the greatest love ever, the love flowing freely, not based on performance. And so the challenge this week is, I find someone who might not understand God's love fully. Don't preach. Show love. Simple, real, and joyful. Love that's clear and opens hearts. Followers grow. Jesus' love transforms lives. And remember, love is never wasted. Every act of kindness, each moment choosing love over judgment matters. Keeping love, understanding and sharing Jesus' heart, the love that cost everything but given freely, is huge. And so how about we make Jesus' love visible to people? And that way they understand, because we love to see things. We love to be something tangible to hold on to. And so they can see what Jesus's love is. And if we are overflow, because we are loved by him, we need to love others. And so I would love to pray for you this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. If this message impacted you, if you know someone that doesn't know Christ or just isn't following Christ, send this to them. You know, leave us a comment, help our podcast grow, and we would love to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for these followers. Thank you that you have allowed them to be loved by you. Thank you that we don't have to earn your love. Thank you that we have screwed up plenty of times, but yet you still love us. Thank you as we go out this week, and allow us to be the light. Allow us to love those difficult people. Allow us to love the people that you've placed in front of us like you love them. No strings attached. Thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we hope that this message helped you. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If this blessed you or you think, subscribe, share it, join for next time. We can't wait to see you guys next week. We love you. Have a great week.